North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, June 26th. Governor Gavin Newsom gave the annual State of the State address yesterday. He mainly focused on policy accomplishments over the last year. NSPR's Adia White explains the takeaways for North State residents.
The governor was originally scheduled to deliver the address in March. Instead, it was pre-recorded, with his voice frequently edited over a montage of images. He spent much of the address defending the state's policies from national conservative criticism. He presented the state as a protector of liberty, especially when it comes to women's rights after Roe v. Wade, which was overturned 2 years ago as of this week.
As extreme politicians in other states take away women's rights, California stands as a beacon of self-determination. Together with this legislature, we have passed some of the strongest laws in the nation protecting women's health.
Newsom spent little time on some of the top concerns for California's rural communities, only briefly mentioning the state's challenges with home insurance before moving on to tax credits.
We're tackling that with more urgency now than ever, moving reforms and new laws quickly to stabilize our insurance market. But homeowner insurance is just one part, we know, of that larger affordability puzzle.
An important topic for North State residents that was missing was wildfire. The governor did not once mention the word fire in his address. That's despite the fact that California has already had an extremely active fire year. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
All evacuations for the Apache fire burning in Palermo and Butte County were downgraded last night. Dan Collins is a public information officer for CAL FIRE. He said suppression efforts went well yesterday. That was after a challenging initial attack on the fire.
It started in a very rural area and a very hilly area. And so a lot of the properties had kind of big acreage and kind of ranches. So the challenge was us getting resources into those more remote areas of the fire to begin suppressing them.
The fire started Monday night. It destroyed one home and one outbuilding. Containment is now 40%, up from 15% yesterday. Even so, Collins says he can't predict when the fire might be contained.
We'll have a full shift out there, and then afternoon, evening, the executive staff and command staff will kind of get together and determine how the next 3 days are going to look on the fire.
The Apache fire is nearly 700 acres in size. Around 300 personnel are working on the fire. In Colusa County, the site fire that started last week is now fully contained at 19,000 acres. And in other news, the City of Paradise's water supply meets or exceeds state and federal public health standards. That's according to a press release issued yesterday by the Paradise Irrigation District. The annual Consumer Confidence Report is based on testing during the 2023 calendar year. The city draws its water from Paradise Lake and Megalia Reservoir. An analysis done in the months following the 2018 campfire did show some contaminated supply lines, which were replaced. And the Chico Police Department is working on encrypting its radio communications. According to a press release from the department, the move is in response to a Department of Justice ruling in 2020 requiring local law enforcement to encrypt transmissions that contain sensitive or identifying information. The ruling is meant to protect the confidentiality of victims, suspects, and witnesses. The department says its main radio channel will be fully encrypted within the coming months. It acknowledged that encrypting channels may raise transparency issues. It directed members of the public who monitor scanners for information to its social media pages and online crime portal. And in other news, the new Shasta County Courthouse in Redding was vandalized this week. According to the Redding Record Searchlight, four windows appeared to have been broken with a BB gun on Monday. The $175 million courthouse opened in February. Officials told the Searchlight the vandalism appears to have been random rather than targeted. No one was injured and no arrests were made, but authorities told the paper they have identified a person of interest. The U.S. Surgeon General issued an advisory yesterday, calling gun violence a public health crisis. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look at how it could affect the North State.
California has one of the lowest rates of gun violence deaths in the nation, but that doesn't mean the state hasn't been touched by tragedy. According to research by the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Violence Solutions, nearly 3,000 people were killed from gun violence in the state in 2019. Several North State counties saw some of the highest rates of gun violence deaths, according to that 2019 report. Trinity County had the highest gun death rate per 100,000 people, with around 33. It was followed by Lake and Modoc counties. The Surgeon General's declaration of a public health crisis came as deaths from gun violence are on the rise nationwide. His advisory outlined recommendations to policymakers that he says would help stem deaths and injuries caused by firearms nationwide. These include safety measures such as broadening background checks and banning assault weapons. Some of these policies are already in place in California. The Surgeon General also stressed the need for significantly more research. He cited gun violence as one of the least studied public health issues. For NSPR News, I'm Ken DeVall.
And finally, California has long struggled to balance its clean energy goals with meeting its electricity needs. A new project plans on using the Earth's heat to generate clean power for Californians. California utility company Southern California Edison is backing a new development by geothermal energy company Fervo. The Associated Press reports Fervo's new Cape Station development in Utah will create approximately 400 megawatts of clean electricity. That's enough to power approximately 400,000 homes. Geothermal energy is produced similarly to oil. According to the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy, wells are drilled into the Earth's surface to tap into or create reservoirs of hot water. The steam from these reservoirs can then be used to drive turbines to create electricity. Unlike oil drilling, these wells do not generate greenhouse gases and consume less water than other traditional energy sources. The AP reports Fervo is expected to start delivering energy to California by 2026. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, June 26th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.